I'm back.
Let's go.
I know what this do. I'm back. Hey, the dogs, we out?
Monday night.
The dogs out?
Ooh, let's go.
Hey, the dogs out, baby. The dogs out.
The long wait is finally over. In a matter of minutes, it's the official debut of the Chip Kelly Eagles. Good evening, everyone. Merrill Reese and Mike Quick at FedEx Field as the Eagles meet the Washington Redskins in Monday Night Football.
Monday Night Football was so exciting for us. Not only was it our first game, it was a division game against the Redskins. So we knew it was going to be tough.
It's Monday night, fellas. You don't get no better than this, baby. You've been working so hard for this. Hey, all I ask is to give it 110 every play. I guarantee at the end of the night, we're going to be on top, baby. Hey, Eagles on three, Eagles on three. One, two, three. Let's go, baby.
7, 25, and 10.
That's the combination of safe, baby.
For the Eagles fans, it's not just the excitement that I know all of those guys feel, but it's the intrigue throughout the National Football League. Everybody's looking forward to seeing the unveiling of Chip Kelly's true offense.
The first drive, when we came out explosive, we made some quick passes, some long runs.
Comes right back to McCoy. He jumps over a man, cuts to the outside.
And then, obviously, we had the turnover, which kind of set us back. But the good thing about the turnover, it kind of showed the type of heart and the poise we had. It kind of just relaxed. And I think that kind of created that whole drive through the whole first half.
RG3 in the shotgun. Gives off to Morris. Morris is hit, and he fumbles the football, and the Eagles have it. Back goes Griffin. He's looking. He comes. He is firing, and it is intercepted. Picked off by Brandon Boykin. And that is turnover number 2 by the Redskins.
The defense played great. I think the momentum was tremendous. So as an offense, you kind of get lucky to have a defense like that to give you more chances to put the ball in the zone. I think we're working well together. It only could get better.
Eagles with the football at the Redskins 25. Thick on first down. Thick. He's back. He's looking. Going for the end zone. Caught. Touchdown! A 25-yard strike to Sean Jackson. Thick. Looking. Firing. It is good. And in front.
We had so many yards in the first and second quarter, but the score was really so close. I think once we relaxed, we kind of started putting that pressure on, put the foot on the gas a little bit. We kind of started to separate ourselves.
Thick, this time, he holds it, and he is in for the touchdown, Michael Vick. And this game is going amazingly for the Eagles. It is 25-7, and who expected this?
Being up by so many points, I think going to halftime, defense playing so well. Coach, the only thing he really said was just keep it up. You know, play hard. Don't get complacent with the score. You know, make sure you keep the foot on the gas, man, and keep pressing.
And the gun is Griffin. He's back. Here comes the rush. He lets it fly. That may be intercepted by Kerry Williams. I think he has it. Vick makes the snap. He gives it off to McCoy. Up the middle it goes. Jumps over one man. He's at the 20. 15, 10, 5.
I think it was definitely obvious that they would have made a run. I mean, RG3 is a good quarterback. He's one of the guys that gets that team going. So once the offense started playing well, the defense, you know, obviously they started feeding off the offense. That's how it works.
Griffin gets it off to Morris, and he bounces off a man and runs into the end zone. Back goes Griffin. He's looking deep. He's firing for the end zone.
In the second half, we put a lot of pressure on the defense because as an offense, we weren't putting the ball in the end zone. Well, the defense, I mean, they answered. You know, as close as the offense got the knock, and the knock of the defense, they held them off. And special teams the whole night played excellent. I think it got very crucial down to the end. All signs kick, and we got it.
All right, hold your breath. There's one more moment of drama right here. The Eagles have to recover an onside kick. If they do, the game is finally over. Debut of Chip Kelly gets off to a rousing start.
I can't wait for Sunday. The It's her first opener, actually being home in Philadelphia for the Chargers. An explosive offense. Anytime you have a great quarterback, I think you always have a chance to win. The defense is very aggressive and fast to the ball, so I'm curious to see how it works out. I know it'll be a good game. Hopefully we come off the W.
Coming up on Inside the Season, presented by Verizon Wireless, the 2013 draft class goes on a rolling tour of Philadelphia, and a jam session breaks out in the locker room, led by the vocal stylings of Jason Kelce. Midtown Manhattan, the heart of the busiest city in the world. Every year for 3 days in late April, New York's Radio City Music Hall is the center of the football universe while the NFL draft unfolds. As the clock inches towards 8 o'clock Eastern Time, the buzz outside of the theater thickens. Bright lights shine and cameras roll. The scene feels more Hollywood than Canton. Red carpet entrance, expensive suits, obsessive media coverage.
What's it like to see all this?
It's definitely new out of a MAC school, Central Michigan. I really haven't dealt with all this, and it's absolutely amazing.
I want to be a great player. I want to be somebody who's not just going to go in and out the league. I want to be somebody who makes a difference in the league, and whether that's bringing breast cancer awareness or winning Super Bowls. That's what I want to do.
Miles south of the glitz and distractions of Broadway, the Eagles draft room in the NovaCare complex sits vacant, waiting patiently for the weekend-long occupation that is about to begin.
The 2013 NFL Draft, the Philadelphia Eagles select Lane Johnson, tackle, Oklahoma.
Well, that's who I had in my mock draft of the Eagles. I think he makes a ton of sense. He's the most athletic offensive tackle in the draft. And guys, what's Chip Kelly going to do? Chip Kelly's going to run up-tempo, maximize the number of snaps per game. He's got to have offensive linemen that can run.
Back in Philadelphia, ownership and the coaching staff observe it all unfold just like millions of other NFL fans do, live on television. One coach in particular, Jeff Stoutland, may be a little bit more raring to go than the rest. Adding the highly touted Johnson to a veteran Eagles offensive line will in fact help his transition to the NFL. While still trying to let all of this sink in, the newcomer is immediately whisked away to the awaiting media, who are eager to relay his emotions to the fans.
When you look at your history, it's not like a history that a lot of other guys have had in terms of how you got to the offensive line. Tell me how you got there from being a guy who was a quarterback.
I mean, I was a guy that wasn't recruited at all to high school, and so my only offer was to go to a junior college and just battling through adversity with all these position changes and just kind of outgrew, my body. I just kept on growing, and when you're 300 pounds, you notice you can't play quarterback anymore. You're going to be have your hand in the dirt. So after my move, things went well, and, here I am now.
I'm honored. I mean, it's truly a blessing, and I'm just thankful that it fits a lot with what I do. Chip ran a lot of plays, high-tempo offense there at Oregon, and very similar to what I did, you know, at Oklahoma. So I think it's a great fit and really had a good vibe heading into this draft. Couldn't ask for anything better. I'm so fortunate to be headed to the Eagles.
So after a long and emotional day, a dream is realized and an NFL career begins. But this is only round one of seven. Two more days and seven more picks to go. This portion of Inside the Season was brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. Download the free Dunkin' mobile app today. Inside the Season is brought to you by Verizon Wireless. For Eagles text alerts from Verizon Wireless, text Eagles to 82565. NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy. Dunkin' Donuts. Download the free Dunkin' mobile app today. And by Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals, the official hospital of the Philadelphia Eagles.
They're about to take us on a tour to Philly, show us the great city of Philadelphia.
I haven't really seen anything of Philadelphia, so I'm just really excited to go out there and see it.
Watch your hands! Now over to your left, those three apartment buildings there, those are the Society Hill Towers. Those three buildings are exactly the same size.
It don't look like that. Make it your rule out.
We barely have a stop sign where I live, and you know, here's a lot of stop signs, a lot of people, and a lot of buildings. So, big change.
I just like all the old architecture and old buildings that you can see. Impresses me.
Philadelphia City Hall was completed in 1901 after 30 years of construction. It took 30 years to build City Hall.
We're starting to get into the history.
Doesn't sound a whole lot of people.
Museum parts of the city right outside downtown, which is pretty cool.
Well, after the filming of the third Rocky movie in the early 1980s, Sylvester Stallone very kindly gave us a statue of himself as a thank you gift. The great guy he is, right? The Rocky statue is the second most visited tourist destination in Philadelphia.
I think I could have whooped Rocky Baby.
You could definitely whoop him now.
Yeah.
No.
We're about to run up these steps with Purcell, who has their Rocky music on right now. Check out this guy. I think it's Apollo Creed.
72 steps to the top of the Art Museum. If you guys ran up all of them, you beat Sylvester Stallone because he only ran up the top six or seven and a body doubled the rest for him.
No!
Yeah.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
You're killing me.
I know, man. I know. I'm sorry.
It was a good day. I enjoyed it.
All right, and just like that, we're back here at NovaCare. Thanks, you guys, for being such a great audience.
I really enjoyed it today, man. For real, I learned a whole lot about Philly, the history.
Since I'm new to this era, just being more familiar with the different places you can go. It was a great experience.
Matt, what up, homie? Hey, you are officially welcome to Philly when you do this show right here. So here's where we're going to start. You were the 2007 Gatorade National Player of the Year, and you were actually the number one overall player coming out of high school.
I think Russell Shepard was, actually. He's on this team now, which is kind of ironic.
So were you number two?
I don't know how. You know, all those different polls.
Do you know? You know.
It's all over the place. But
obviously, everybody knows you're a great football player. What are your hobbies?
I don't know. I like just spending time with my family when I'm not doing football because that seems to take up most of my time.
So if you're just chilling at the house by yourself, okay, there's no family, what do you do to occupy your time?
I'm really into computers, so I might end up changing something or hacking something on my computer. Play guitar. I've been doing that for a while. I don't have one out here.
You know, I like the jam. Are you pretty good?
I know you do. Not really.
Hold this. We actually have some. Six string me? All right, here we go.
Perfect. Six string.
Are you a pick guy?
I use a pick.
He uses a pick. All right, here it is. Why don't you give all the fans out there a little piece of some Matt Barkley?
Here we go. I haven't played this in a while, but we'll try this.
This will be in the key of A.
Turn it up.
The wheels keep on turning.
Where's Kelsey? Kelsey, get over here.
Turn it home, see my kids.
Hey, Kelsey can actually jam some. Let's hear it.
Sweet home Alabama.
Make
Whoa. Oh, we got a hijack.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jason Kelce. Barkley
stole the show.
Jason Kelce really took that whole guitar thing to a different level. Hey, real quick, I'm a Southern Cali guy. You're a SoCal guy. The Philly culture is much different. Cali's a little bit more laid back. Are you prepared to handle this?
Absolutely. I grew up coming to the East Coast almost every year to see my cousins and grandparents, so I'm used to what goes on here, the weather, the people. The city's great, and I'm looking forward to spending more time here.
I think this is really cool. I've been through the foster system. You've worked a lot in orphanages. You actually went to South Africa, Nigeria.
Yep.
Talk about your experience there and how good it made you feel and what the purpose was.
It just really gives you perspective, I think, and I feel like I've been given so much over the course of my life. And so to be able to give back to those in need, it really allows you to just to see the world from a different point of view and makes you grateful for a lot back here.
Man, you're a cool dude. We love having you. A big heart. Your Twitter is...
at Matt Barkley. Simple enough.
Hey, appreciate it, man.
Thanks, John.
The six string's there, so I guess it's yours now. So enjoy, bud. Thanks.
This portion of Inside the Season was brought to you by Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals, the official hospital of the Philadelphia Eagles.
And back we are here at Chickies and Pete's in South Philadelphia. And we have a great guest with us tonight. We have Eagles inside linebacker. How about a nice welcome for D'Amico Ryans. D'Amico, a lot of times players will say, coaches will say that they don't care what the outside world thinks. They don't listen to radio and television during the season. Yet, somehow or other, they seem to know everything that's being said or written. I wonder... during this summer, leading into the season, were you getting the feeling that the whole world was saying, watch out for this red-hot, explosive Chip Kelly offense, but the defense might not be able to stop the other team?
Yeah, that's the perception. I think we get that perception from the media because of the questions that we get, but yeah, that's the perception. Everybody, you know, had their thoughts about what the offense is going to be, what the defense is going to be, but it's all talk until we actually get out there and do it on the field. And that was our first time out on Monday night as we played a full game together. And as this thing continues to come together, we still have a lot of things to improve on, a lot of things to get better at. So I just see us continue to get better each week.
Well, D'Amico, you are off to a great start. I hope you get a good night's sleep. What's Chip say? 8 to 10 hours every single night you're doing that?
I'm working on it.
Okay, you're working on it. So for D'Amico Ryans, this is Merrill Reese. Thank you so much for joining us. Ike Reese and the amazing Shady McCoy up next here at Chickies and Pete's in South Philadelphia.
The Eagles and the American Red Cross are teaming up for the 6th annual Eagles Blood Drive. For more information on how you can participate, visit PhiladelphiaEagles.com or call 1-800-RED-CROSS.